And now,
representing you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Chicago, get your tickets to Funny First Saturdays now at funnyfirstsaturdays.com. Wednesday, Damon is at VIP and Country Club Hills with B. Cole and Howie Bell. Then off to Cayman Islands. Laugh Cayman Comedy Fest all weekend. Cayman Damon this weekend. But today, our senior correspondent from Chicago, Damon Williams, reports a story of a fake crime with real jail. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a spaghetti dinner prepared by a woman scorned.
That's not a spaghetti.
Nah, you don't really want that ragu. Anyway.
I'm mad that he got a senior in front of your name.
Yes, I'm senior correspondent. There's no junior.
I see.
All right. But check this out, y'all. And good morning, Kim. Good morning, Lavelle. Welcome aboard. 18-year-old Arkansas man is facing some serious charges for a not-so-serious offense. Now, police stopped the dude. His name is Lamont Dozier. When they stopped him, they noticed he had several baggies of a brown substance in his car. Now, they also found some marijuana paraphernalia. Not marijuana, just paraphernalia. Thank you. It turns out the contents in the baggies was not heroin, as it looked like it was, but Dozier admitted that he did package it to look like dope so he could sell it as heroin. That's what made it a crime. Yes. He could have said it was anything else, it would have been okay. But since he said he did it to make it look like heroin, that's a crime. So apparently the authorities in Arkansas like they drug dealers to have real drugs. They don't play that fake mess.
Right. You out here perpetrating as a drug dealer and you're not.
Yeah, if it say blue magic on the package, they want to see some blue magic.
Right. Bring some blue magic. If you ain't got blue magic, we can't even bust you. Now we're going to beat you right here by the car.
Absolutely. So now he was charged with a possession with intent to sell counterfeit substance, which probably saved his ass because, you know, you don't want to go around giving heroin addicts some fake heroin.
No.
They'll come at you like the zombies on the Walking Dead.
They fall asleep and wake up and beat you some more.
Yeah, they do. But why would he tell the truth?
That's another example of people. That's the thing. You have to use your right to remain silent, people, or at least learn to lie. Seriously. Now, this next story, I will say serious. As serious as Halle Berry, Mary J. Blige, and Sherry Shepherd on FaceTime. But anyway. This next guy has got to be the dumbest person I reported on in a long time. Bakersfield, California man named Jose Vaca was pulled over driving. Now, he had just had an argument recently with a friend about police brutality and police not all being bad and most of them being good people. So he figured this was his chance to prove his theory. So he got out his car holding a rifle. This rifle, which he had purchased illegally from a flea market, he got out the car.
Crazy.
Walked toward the officer. Now, he stood the rifle on his tip and held up his hand. The police officer responded by not warning him, but shooting him 12 times.
Oh, my God.
Now, but he lived.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He survived. Yep. He is now in jail with a $400,000 bail and facing 11 different charges. Now, he said he still believes the cops are good because he probably shouldn't have done that.
Probably
so 12 bullets. He getting 12 bullets and 11 charges. So that's
yes, it is. Well, the police say
almost even.
Yeah, the police say well they only shot 9 times. Like they don't know where the other 3 period bullets came from.
Right. Oh, maybe it came from his gun. 2 came out of his gun.
Right.
As serious as a pit bull in a poodle sweater. Listen, report to you live from Chicago. And that Funny First Saturdays is a Coats for Kids drive. That's January 7th at Universal Entertainment Center.
All and right. Happy birthday in advance, Damon.
Thank you, Sybil.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everybody. Tom.